So we're in the Mishnah on the Chesamid Beis. It says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shua Omer Aholak B'Makom Sakana Mispalel Tefillah Ktsara. A person who's going B'Makom Sakana says the following tefillah. And so people have asked me, well, is this tefillah a special tefillah, like a type of tefillah Saderach, or is this tefillah in place of normal Shmona Esrei that you would be saying? And it's a good question. The simple answer is that it's in the place of the Shmona Esrei. That's the Arai is to that fact. This is in place of Shmona Esrei.
We learned in the
Havinenu,
right?
Yes, but this is like that. Havinenu is when you're just Baderech. This is when you're Mokom Hok, Mokom Sakana.
And it's a real short one.
Okay. V'omar, and what is V'omar? What does he say in this Tefillah Ktzara? Hosha Hashem es Amcha es Sheris Yisrael b'chol parsha se'ibor. Yitzurchem lefanecha. This is two different results over here, whether it's b'chol parsha se'ibor yitzurchem lefanecha or Hosha es Amcha es Sheris Yisrael b'chol parsha se'ibor v'yitzurchem lefanecha. Two results in the Mishnah. Rashi says, what's b'chol parsha se'ibor? Mefarsh v'gemara. So the Gemara says, on Chavtes Medbeis, Rabbi Shua Omer, Malach Mokos Akhlam Spal Tfila Ktsara, B'chol Parsha Ibur, My Parsha Ibur, Omer of Chista Mar Ukva, Afil B'shua Shata Mesmala Elayim Evra, Ki Isha Ubra Yikol Tzorchem Lefanecha. Even what? When you're angry with them, Ki Isha Ubra. So we have over here, and Rashi says something which supposedly is supposed to help us understand this. First of all, Rashi seems to say, B'chol k'mo prisha se'ibur, Rashi says. The separation of anger. He says it means what? Afilu b'shoa shat m'smal aleim evra ki'isha ubra. V'hochi mashma b'chol inyon ne prisha se'ibur k'gon evra b'ubra. The Mashura talks about this. I'll just talk about it because Rashi is really pretty enigmatic. And what they explain is that the Gemara wants is to use the word parsha ibra as a double entendre, referring to two different things. Referring to the word evra, which means anger, even when you're angry with them, and the word ubra, meaning pregnancy. So that's why the Gemara says, even when you're angry, b'chol parsha means all forms of the word evra, of the word ibra. The form of meaning anger, and the form meaning pregnancy. So even in those times, you call tzorchem lefanecha. So what does it mean? What is the connection between anger and like a pregnant woman? What does one thing have to do with the other? So I gave you the Imre Noam to look at. The Gros says that that one of the meanings is that kemosha isha ubra bavare teled havlad kein lo yelecha ever reka mehashem yisbora. So it sounds, this meaning seems to say that just like it's inexorably going to happen that this woman is going to have some kind of, the uber will somehow come forth, similarly the ever is something that will inexorably come forth. But the others explain, and I think the Gros explains this in other places, that the comparison is even further in the sense that when a woman is in the pains of labor, so she feels she's being punished, and it's just something negative, but the end result is that it's necessary to lead to something positive, that she actually has a child. Similarly, when we have to be punished because of your anger, it should be like an Isha Ubra, in the sense that it should be something positive, it should lead to something, it's necessary to lead to something positive. And the Rav always talks about this, Ba'achros HaYamim, that we're going to understand why there'll be in a certain Nechama that we'll understand why all the sorrows happened to us throughout Jewish history. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a Kabbalistic explanation over here which we're not going to get into.
Is that what he means by
Yodei Chain? Yes, Yodei means, the word Chain is a Rashi Tevos. Stands okay. For what? Oh yes, Ramban uses this expression hundreds of times in his Perash on Chumash, L'yodei Chein, and it's in the Rashi Tevos. What does it stand for? Chochmas Nistar. That's what the word Yodei Chein means. Those who are Kabbalistically knowledgeable. That's what it means. Anyway, so that's Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah. Then we have a Brisa in the Gemara. I'm skipping one piece over here. Okay. Tana Rabbana Mahalek B'Mokim Gedudei Chayev Listim. If a person is traveling where there are bands of wild animals and bandits, Mispalel Tefila Ketzara, he prays a short tefila. Again, simple pshat, this means instead of a normal Shemona Esrei. Ve'ezer hi Tefila Ketzara, Rabbi Eleza Omer Aser Ritzonch B'Shemayim Mima'al, V'Sein Nachas Ruch Rech Mitachas, V'Tol Beinech Aser. Okay, do your will above. Rashi says, when it says do your will above, it means you do good because there's no midas adin that could be directed at them because ain, Rashi says ain shem chait. Okay, but by tachtonim, by us, it says, say nachas ruach lirecha mitachas, and Rashi explains that means that you should be over al ritzoncha to we mortals that live in this world. V'tav avor l'tachtonim al ritzoncha. Don't do that which would be dictated by midas hadin, right? V'hatol beinecha aseh bruchatem shemei tefila. Okay, I'll get to this in a second. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shema Shavas Amch Yisroel, Vasei Mehera Bakashosim, Brochatam Shema Tefila. And then this is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Tzadok Omer, Shema Tzakas Amch Yisroel, Vasei Mehera Bakashosim, Brochatam Shema Tefila. Achem Omer, Tzorchi Amch Merubim, Amch Yisroel Merubim, the Datim Ketzora, meaning that they, Datim Ketzora means that they really can't express what their needs are. Yerushal Menach Shevel Akanish, Titan, Lechol Echa, Vechot, Panasoso, this is brought as a raya, by the way, that this tefillah is the replacement for Shemona Esrei. It's not just a tefillah to protect you from the gedudei chayev listim, because then what are you giving people? What are you praying for? Panasi? You just say, just don't let me get killed, right? Amar Avuna Loch Kacher, we pass like Kacher. Okay, that's the basically the Gemara. So if you look in the Hagos Agroth Siman Aleph. So he has in parentheses this whole part of the Braisa. This is a Tosefta Paragimel. It says Rabbi Shua Omer. He says Tevos El Mechukos. This is should be erased. Nichta Betzido, but Tosefta Lo Garcino. And the Gro wrote next to after he's probably what the Gro did, by the way. He put the parentheses around these words and wrote Tof Aleph Mem, and then on the margin he wrote. B'tosefta lo garcinu.
That's what the nun bay stands.
Nichta b'tzira means it's written in the margin, yes.
That's what it meant, v'nir b'eina.
No. Okay. It means written, if you actually want to see, if you're interested in ever seeing what, how the Gru'a actually wrote his parish, so we don't have the Gru'a's Agamaras, but we do have the Gru'a's Yerushalmi on Zeroyim. And we have the actual, you could actually see what he wrote and how he wrote it. And somebody that you know who's working on it, your DJ Frankel is working on it. Ezri Frankel's son is working on the Gemara, the Yerushalmi of the Gra in terms of interpreting what the Gra is saying and that, whatever. Anyway.
But did the Gra have an opinion on your Rebbe Yeshua? He didn't have
an opinion. Okay, so the Gra says that this should be erased. Why does the Gra say it should be erased? He doesn't say why, but it's obvious. Because we already had in the Mishnah a statement that Rebbe Yeshua has had a different feel of a Makom Sakon. So that's Pashup Shot. Okay,
But shouldn't the Brice have brought down Rabbi Yeshua in some form? Is it a replacement or is it just missing?
Not necessarily. It's a good point. Anyway, I want to do two things. Two things that we have a couple of minutes to do them in. The first thing is, in the Tefillah of Rabbi Eliezer, he said, Hatov Beinecha Aseh. So the Gru'a says in Imre Noam, Hatov Beinecha Aseh, a person doesn't really know what's good and what's bad for him. He may not know what he thinks is good for him and what he thinks is bad for him, but he doesn't really know. It's a pasuk in Kohelas. Osher shomro lebal of the raw. Kohelas is here talking about how everything's hevel and nothing's really worth anything, and a person could be a billionaire, but it was what? It's not good for him to shomro the raw because he's a billionaire, he has no life, right? Whatever. That's called an osher shama laval of the raw. So you see that just because you think, money's got to be good, it's not necessarily good. Elamasha Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when you say Atov Veinecha Aseh, you're saying Elamasha Kodesh Baruch Hu. Elamasha Kodesh Baruch Hu Yodeh Masha Tov LaAdam Yaseh. He should do that which is good. And he quotes these psukim in Melachim. And I gave you the psukim in Melachim. So the psukim in Melachim are Melachim Aleph Perek Ches. And I gave you from Pasuk Lamed Ches to Pasuk Mem Gimel. It's in the middle of something over there. It's the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash by Shlomo HaMelech. And Shlomo HaMelech is talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu listening, accepting the Korbanos, and listening to the prayers that are directed towards, the idea of directing Yetzilus towards the Makom HaMikdash is, you see this here in Tefillah Shlomo HaMelech. So the pasuk says in pasuk lamed ches, it says kol tefila kol tchina shetia lechol adam lechol am kisol sheyedun asher ish negel avovo. A person knows that he's got a problem. Uporas kapo v'labayis hazeh, and he's davens towards this house, right? V'atatishma asher mayim mechon shivtecho. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. It's not in the house. Hakadosh mechon asher mayim. You'll do what you know has to be done. That's what it says in the pasuk. And then later on, it says in pasuk b'malav, "V'gamah hanochri ashlo me'amchi Yisrael hu ubo me'eretz v'chol kol aman shemecha." And even a nochri here doesn't, it means a person from a far away, a stranger, right? Some were far away.
Can he be Jewish? No.
No, it says, Lo Me'amcha Yisrael. He's not Jewish. He comes to, because he's heard about the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Yishmon HaShimcha HaGodol V'Zhodcha Chazok Zarech HaMetuyah. He heard about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about your power. Don't forget, this is the time of Shlomo HaMelech, who David has conquered all of his surroundings. And basically, Yisrael has no enemies at this point. He'll come and pray here. Ata tishma shemay mechon kishiv shivtecha v'sis gchol hashe yikrei lecha nachri. You should, whatever he asks for, do it. L'man yedun kol am yaros hashimcha v'yira oscha k'amcha Yisrael adas kishimcha nikra al bayis hazeh shebanisi. You should answer his prayer. So Rashi over there already is pointing out, well, by the Yisrael it said that vasisa v'nasata k'chol duracha v'ashatei das levavo, and by the goy it says vasisa k'chol hashayikro elecha. Whatever he is, we should do it for him. So Rashi points out this distinction. So he says v'yisrael uam v'nasata ish k'chol duracha lev. There it's different. Levisha Yisrael, Maki by Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'yodeya Shai Cholos B'yado, V'mein Tfiloso Nishmas Tolos Adova B'yatzmo V'cheto. By a Jew, just because he prays, if he doesn't get answers, he's not necessarily going to say, well, Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't do this, I was asking too much. Rather, he'll say, I just didn't deserve to get it. Avol over Gilulim, Kori Tagar V'omer, but the Goy will criticize, and he'll say, this house was famous, spread across the world. Nis yagati l'kamad rochim, I took 3 planes and 2 trains in order to get here. Vispalalti bo, and I made my tefillah, and I asked for my whatever I wanted. I wanted my Rolex. V'lo motzasi bo mamish, I didn't get a Rolex. Just in other words, this is no different than I could have stayed home and prayed to the Geshka. Lafika, he asked for Rolex. You give him Rolex. He's going to be mugged for the Rolex. It's not the concern that he's going to say that you didn't give me the Rolex because you can't give me the Rolex. He asked for the Rolex, give him the Rolex. By Jew, he's not going to get the Rolex if he asks for the Rolex. Maybe. Why? Because maybe he doesn't deserve the Rolex. He prayed for it. He'll understand that he doesn't deserve it. So that's the way Rashi learns Pshat, right? So the Gra doesn't say anything. He just references his Psukim. So obviously what the Gra is saying is that there's another possible explanation of why the Jew's tefillah doesn't have to be answered. not just because he doesn't deserve it, but because maybe it's not really, what he's asking for is not really good for him. It's not good for him to have his Rolex. He's going to have, not only won't he have the Rolex, he'll have a fractured skull on top of it. So it's better for him not to have it. But the guy, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him the fractured skull, but the guy, since if he doesn't get the Rolex, he's going to say, you see, it's no different from my of any other religion, so he's got to get the Rolex. And I, he's going to get the fractured skull? No, too bad, it's Nebuchadnezzar, but that's what has to happen. So that's how the girl learns Pshat in HaTov Beinecha Aseh. And he fits it in to the tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech. Next thing. Okay, so the Gemara says, we said the Braisa has a statement of Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gemara says, Tevos Elo Mechukos, right? You got to erase Rabbi Yeshua, why? Because Rabbi Yeshua says something different in the Mishnah. Okay, so the Tzlach says, that's very strange, and that's in the handout. Okay, the Tzlach says, it's very kosher, because he doesn't necessarily say that. He has the gerusa that it is in the Braisa, okay? Obviously, he's not dealing with the Gros statement that it's not in the Braisa. He says, it's you have Rishu in the Braisa, says one thing, you have Rishu in the Mishnah, says something else. It's very strange. Kosher Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, okay? Not only that, but we seem to accept Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah because we have a whole discussion about what does Parshas Ibra mean according to Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, and nevertheless, in the Gemara, we pass like whom?
Acherim.
Like Acherim, not like Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, and that's how everybody passes. Okay, so therefore, the Tzlach says, Vanira l'nizdati, the second paragraph in the Tzlach, Vanira l'nizdati b'zeh, d'yesh hefesh b'mokam sakona nizkav mishtosenu, v'mokam g'du d'chayev alistim shebebraisa. The Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about two different situations. The Mishnah is talking about Mokum Sakona. Mokum Sakona means that you're traveling over a difficult mountain pass. There are all kinds of boulders and possible, you could be injured by thorns. It's a difficult path to travel, but you could do it. It's up to you, really. If you're really very careful, you'd be successful. So that's a general Mokum Sakona. So for General Malcolm Sakona, he says, a person could really protect himself, but afal pike tzurich rachamim. A person needs to be mitzvah kodesh baruch hu shlo yishka al the halom asayin. He might, you know, he might not notice something. He might lose concentration for a second, and he could get injured. Right. So you need to be mitzvah. So that's the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says what? Hosha es amcha Yisrael b'chol parsa ibur yibzochem lefaneya. That's what it means. It means make sure that I'm give assist me to be able to travel through this perilous path. But in the Braisa, he says that's a different case. Avol omnam hasakana sheba Braisa he mechayels velistim. It's from wild animals and bandits. So that, he says, you need a shmir yaseir ben ha-shemayim. Ve'ein mo'ob z'masha adam mishamra atzmo. You can't just ask for a Kodesh Baruch Hu's assistance to be able to be careful. Because certainly, from the listim, you can be as careful as you want, but the listim, if they're out to get you, you're going to be in trouble. And not only that, but of course, the listim have their own bechira, right? So it's, you need a Kodesh Baruch Hu in order to protect you has to go against the Bechira of the Listim in order to protect you. So that's a big request. Right? And even he says Michaels, who also is a higher level of Shemira that you need from the Shemira of its general Mokum Sakana. Therefore, he says, in the case of our Mishnah, it's good enough to say Hosha. And there's no machlokas about it. But in the case of Gedudei Chayes V'listim, you need a more in-depth, deeper, more profound tefillah. And that's what the machlokas HaTanoim is about, exactly what tefillah you have. And that, we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua. So he answers his questions. He says, we pass in like what? Like Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. And we pass in like Acherim in the Braisa, in a different case. So he passes that way. However, you look at the three lines at the bottom of the second paragraph, of the third paragraph in the Tzvach, he says, Alma Esep, Shiram Veloposakain. Va'adirabba, Perish and Mishnah, Docha Divir Rabbi Yeshua Balacha. The Rabbi says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. And basically, nobody says what the Tzlach says. So this is the Tzlach's, nobody actually says what the Tzlach says. All right?
It's two different cases.
That they're two different cases.
So they go with what the Gros says.
So they go, one possibility is they go with the Gros, or they say there's two Tanoim interpreting Rabbi Yeshua. We'll stop here.
Good.